I think, unfortunately, for the energy industry in New York, it's a battle that they have lost because they just didn't jump in at the time the people who are against fracking jumped in. All you have to do is travel to all these upstate counties where they desperately need an economic revitalization, and you see the 10 or 12 counties that are really disaster areas who desperately need fracking, who want fracking, who'd be happy to accept rules that just apply to them, and they can't get it. And the energy industry just fell behind in this battle, and it's been won by people who really ultimately want us to go back to burning wood.
Well, there are those people who think that it's really more than that, that on the anti-fracking side, we don't know the health problems yet, that there have been horror stories coming out of Pennsylvania, that we don't want to mess with our drinking water. And so those are the arguments that have been given. Now, interestingly, whether you're right or whether those folks are right, there is a fascinating part of all of this, and that's the governor's role. When the governor came into office, it was clear he, like the president of the United States, wanted fracking. Now it's the governor who's holding it up.
Well, I haven't met a governor in my lifetime who doesn't hold his finger to the wind to see which way it's going. And because the energy industry blew this one.
How did they blow it?
When all the arguments started being advanced against fracking, when they were passing all these moratoriums in community by community, I mean, it was almost like watching a World War map where you could see where the anti-movement in New York had a plan and the energy industry was asleep. And so I think the governor saw a tremendous amount of pressure from one group and very little support from the others. And I think that resulted in the fact now that nothing's happening.
Do you fault the governor for it?
Look, you know, he, besides being governor, he also was human. And beyond being a political person, when you start to see this groundswell working against you, a lot of people back off unless they're determined, you know, to end their career prematurely. I think, you know, he's done what governors often do and either appoint a committee, delegate it out to some agency. But I mean, I can't blame him for not willing to jumping into the fray. But we have a more serious problem, Alan. The sun doesn't shine often enough in New York, and the wind doesn't blow often enough for us to rely just on wind and solar. So in the end, we still need more power supply sources. And I talked to a very anti-fracking person 2 weeks ago who said, I said, how do you feel about buses powered by gas, natural gas? He said, they're great. And I said, so how do you feel about fracking? Well, I'm against it. Well, in order to get that natural gas out of the ground and onto the buses, it's got to be created somewhere.
So polish up your crystal ball. Are we going to have it or not?
I would see a possibility of regulations that apply to 10 counties or 8 counties in New York in another year or two. You know, let's point out, you know, fracking is 58 years old in the United States of America. And while there have been a couple of horror stories in Pennsylvania and places like that, these dire predictions haven't really happened.